This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli drone strike hit a car on Tuesday morning in southern Lebanon, killing three people inside it. Security officials in the area and the state news agency say. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The strike, about 6 miles from the border with Israel, comes a day after a similar attack killed a commander with the militant Hezbollah group. The two hits part of an escalating exchange of strikes across the border that have raised fears of more conflict in the Middle East, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his Middle East trip, aiming to ensure the Israel-Gaza war does not spread into a regional conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called on Israel to stop undercutting Palestinians' ability to govern themselves.
Every partner that I met on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the long-running cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security. But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
He said he was crystal clear in his meetings with Israeli officials on Tuesday. Palestinians must be able to return to their homes as soon as conditions allow, and said the U.S. rejects any proposal for settling them outside the territory, something far-right members of Israel's governing coalition have called for. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday there were clear signs of a slowdown in Russia's defense industry and called for further action to eliminate loopholes in sanctions imposed on Moscow. This is VOA News.